friends. Welcome to Story Behind Podcast. This is the show for people who love hearing a good story and who believe the world could use more positivity. We're the team behind God Updates and GodTube, and we hope these weekly short stories will brighten your day.
Cops felt something wasn't right at traffic stop, so they asked about the four kids in the car. Written by Mel Johnson. Read by Alyssa Forsberg. Four kidnapped siblings in Detroit were rescued at a traffic stop after police sensed something wasn't quite right. This led the officers to ask the driver an unusual question that wound up saving the day. Four siblings were kidnapped in Detroit while they were walking to school. A woman in a van pulled up beside them and told the children, ranging from 5 to 11, to get into the vehicle. And while the older kids knew better, the youngest hopped in before they could stop him. When the woman wouldn't let the youngest child out, his siblings climbed aboard so they could help protect him. "She prayed on my youngest one. The oldest one didn't want to leave his youngest brother," Mother Shayla Burley explained. "He did what he had to do." After the kids went in, the woman drove off with all four kidnapped siblings inside. Thankfully, though, she made one huge mistake. She ran a red light. Officers Parrish and Flannel saw the van run the red light and pulled the woman over. When they noticed the kidnapped siblings in the back, they instantly felt like something wasn't right. This feeling prompted the officers to ask the driver something they normally wouldn't ask during a routine traffic stop. They inquired about the children in the vehicle. "Are these your children?" To which she said yes, and the children at the same time were shaking their head no, Detroit Police Chief James White later recounted. The woman claimed to be rushing to get the kids to school. However, when the officers asked which school they attended, she could not give a good answer. Officer Parrish and Officer Flannel then had the children get out of the van and ask them separately about the driver. And that's when their suspicion about the kidnapped siblings were confirmed. Thanks to the quick-thinking Detroit police officers, the woman was arrested and the children were returned safely to their terrified parents. "I just thank everyone involved that my children are back home safe," said the mother of the kidnapped siblings, Shayla Burley. Thank God for the happy ending to what could have been a very tragic story. Mom has baby alone on the side of the road and meets the angel God sent to guide her. Written and read by Alyssa Forsberg. After going into labor while driving to the hospital, one Pennsylvania mom delivers her baby on the side of the highway with some help from a 911 operator. Charlotte Fatoma was working as a nurse at an assisted living facility when she started feeling contractions. She already has two other children, so she thought that she had enough time to make the 40-minute drive to deliver her baby safely at the hospital. While driving, Charlotte hit traffic and knew she had to call 911. She realized that there was no way she was going to make it to the hospital before her baby came. That's when 911 dispatcher Elise Rivera picked up the phone and helped Charlotte during her delivery. Elise said that Charlotte was panicking and she needed to talk her through her contractions to help her calm down. "She's just screaming," Elise recalled. "So what I told Charlotte was that everything that she's feeling, her baby is feeling. And I didn't want her baby to go into distress, so that's why I kept telling her, just take deep breaths." Elise calmly told Charlotte to pull the car over and get ready to give birth. "She told me to position myself in the car, move the seat back, push yourself all the way to the edge of the chair, put your legs up, prop yourself, and make a way for that baby," shared Charlotte. Just as Charlotte gave birth to a baby girl, the ambulance arrived. What a strong mama. And what a help Elise was to her during the birth to help keep her calm. As soon as Elise heard the baby's cry on the other end of the phone, she began to tear up. "I felt very happy. I felt very emotional," she shared. Charlotte named her daughter Elizabeth Elise in honor of the 911 operator who was such a help to her during her time of need. "Elise, the 911 operator, she is an angel in disguise," said Charlotte. "She was wonderful. She treated me so kind." the two women met for the first time in person on the Today Show, and Charlotte asked Elise if she would like to be the baby's godmother, and Elise joyfully accepted while holding baby Elizabeth.
Thank you so much for listening to Story Behind Podcast. We're really glad you joined us for this week's story. To see photos and videos that may have been referenced in this episode, check out the links in the show notes. And if you enjoyed what you heard today, subscribe to our podcast and please tell a friend about us. We'd also love it if you'd rate us and leave us a review. It really does help more people find us. Story Behind is a Salem Web Network production.
What do you do when the world around you is falling apart? It's amazing to me how many people are breathing air. They're going about their business and doing the things you're supposed to do. But if you really ask them, they know that on the inside, they are spiritually and emotionally and relationally dead. If we're not careful, all of us can experience that death. When what we need to do, even as the world around us is falling apart, we need to learn how to march when it would be easier to stay where we are and die. Join me each week on the March or Die Show as we discuss that and so much more.